So the essay was about the post-global development agenda, which is after 2015. This agenda has 17 goals, and I discussed some of these goals, example like ending poverty and reducing any kind of malnutrition and promoting equal educational opportunities to all, like, to all of the students and all of the people who deserve it. Also, I discussed some issues regarding like disasters that grew up because of wrong cultural practices, such as Ebola outbreak. It came from wrong cultural practice that was in a small village in Guinea, in Africa. They were eating bats instead of meat, and the disease came from bats to people. So I discussed like how can the United Nations eliminate those diseases by just educating those cultural practices, or educating those people that the cultural practices sometimes might be wrong.
Is it your intention to work with something like the United Nations, or do you have other plans?
Yeah, of course, it's my dream. Like, I don't have any other plans if I want to go here. Like, it will be my honor, very honored, like, to work in here. And I will do my best to help the humanity.
And now you mentioned you're studying in Wisconsin, and that's in the United States. Is this your first time at the United Nations? Have you been here before?
No, I've not been here before. So this contest was really a good opportunity for me because it gave me the chance to come to here, and like nobody gets this chance. This is a dream. Like, I'm not living a dream.
And tell us, what was it like being in the General Assembly, standing at the podium, reading your winning essay in front of all those people?
Well, it was a wonderful feeling. I feel that I'm president, or I'm like an important person. It's the first time for me to feel like I'm important. I feel that I was maybe like Obama. I mean, yeah, less than Obama, but like he's the one and other like presidents who speak there. So I feel that I'm like one of them, and I would love to be one of them in the future. Yeah.
Sarah, thank you very much for speaking with United Nations Radio. Is there anything further you think our listeners should know, either about the competition, about yourself and your studies, or your desires and dreams for the future?
Just my desires and dreams for the future is that I would like to work in the United Nations, and I would like to promote more programs like the Global Youth Forum to encourage more youth to come to here, because, you know, like you, they have a lot of energies, and like with their energies, sometimes they do bad stuff and bad practices. So if we utilize their energy and their thoughts in good, or if we direct them in the good directions, then we will be able to build our communities, because really our communities, they depend on youth more than any others.